Evening. Let's all stand together. We'll sing hymn number 449. 449. Sing hymn number 268. 268.
Fear not, I am with you. Sinners, I call thee to go the rivers of woe. Shall
said, I'll never leave you, never forsake you, never, 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 never. Acts chapter 7. I'm going to read verses 51 down through 60 and then go back and kind of try to deal with it a little at a time. 60 verses here. It's the longest message in the book of Acts. And he starts preaching in verse 3 and don't get through till verse 52. Acts 7:51. Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as did your fathers, so did ye. And which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the Just One, whom ye have been now the betrayers and murderers, who having received the law by the disposition of angels, have not kept it. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Our blessed Lord and our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, both our great God and our Savior, our Master, the very lover of our souls, Lord Jesus, we come into your presence. And we just read your word. And there's so much here to deal with. I pray that you'd give me wisdom to deal with it, understanding to deal with it, wisdom to deal with it, and give us ears to hear what has to be said tonight and how we deal with these things. And Lord, I pray for those who are not with us through weakness of body, frailty of body, those who are providentially hindered. And Lord, and I do thank you for those who are here. And I ask you to bring glory to yourself in this service tonight. Honor your blessed, glorious Son. And Master, may we glorify you. You call me Master and Lord. And so are you. You said so you was. That's why we call our Master and our Lord. And so, Father, please, tonight honor and glorify your Son. Enable me to speak. Be merciful and gracious to our lost loved ones. God, do for them what only you yourself can do. You did it for us. You can do it for anybody. And we trust that someday, in your sovereign mercy, you'll cross their paths and you'll send conviction to their hearts and show them their need of the Lord Jesus Christ and bring them to his blessed feet and there entreat him for his mercy. We ask these things in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn number 303.
All right, back over here in Acts chapter 7. I'd Like I said, this is the longest message in the book of Acts. It's also the record of the first man who was martyred, the first soul that was martyred for the Lord Jesus Christ in the New Testament. The second one is James, but he's the first. Stephen's the first martyred for Christ. And you remember last week we had the council. They all gathered. They brought two charges against Stephen. It said in verse 11 of chapter 6, "Then suborned they men which said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." They charged him with that. And we've heard him even say that spoke blasphemous words against this holy place, against the place, the temple, in this holy place, that Jesus himself shall come and change the customs in Moses and Moses and the law. And he's and look what he says there in verse 1 of chapter 7. "Then the high priest said, are these things so? Have you spoken blasphemous words against Moses? Have you spoken blasphemous words against God? Have you spoken blasphemous words against this temple? Have you said that the law is going to come to an end? That Jesus Christ is going to destroy this place and change the law? Are these things so?" I tell you, the first thing he didn't do, he did not defend himself. He did not defend himself. He did not do that. And I tell you, the first thing he does is they brought this charge against him. The first thing he says, "Men and brethren and fathers," he said, "those elders in the church, those elders here in the synagogue." And oh, listen to what he says. "The God of glory appeared unto our father Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran." And see, God doesn't, the first thing he tells them is God doesn't limit himself to places. They said this temple, this holy place. That God doesn't limit himself to places. Now, God didn't speak to Abraham off of the Mount Sinai and holler way over across, way across countries and holler at him. No, it says God. The God of glory. All they said was God. He calls him the God of glory. He says the God of glory, he appeared. He made himself known. He revealed himself to Abraham. When Abraham dwelt over here and among idols and worshiped idols, the God of glory appeared unto him. And the first thing he told him was, "Leave where you're at and go where I'll show you." And what Stephen does is he goes and he tells the redemptive glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in God's purpose, starting with Abraham and ends in all the whole history of Israel and what God did for him. And God told him of the covenant. And he talked about the covenant. God made a covenant with Abraham. And he told him that God made a covenant with him, told him that he would be a stranger in a strange land. You all know all this. We went through the book of Exodus. And when God appeared to him, said, "Abraham," said, "I'm going to show you a country. And I want you to go into that country. And you'll not own a part of it. You'll not have a place on it. You'll not have a foot to set. You'll be a stranger in a strange land all the time that you're there. You'll just travel here and yonder." And that's what the scripture said. Here's a stranger and a pilgrim. And that God would send him down, send him into Egypt. You remember that? Look what he says down here in verse 6. "And God spake on this way and this way, that his seed should sojourn in a strange land, and they'd bring them into bondage and entreat them evil for 400 years. And God said, I'll bring them out and I'll save them, and they'll serve me in this place where I've set apart." Then God, not only did he send this lasted for 100, but sent them down there into Egypt. And he sent Moses into Midian. And he gave him the covenant. Moses went into Midian. You know the story when Moses He saw two brethren. You know, he was found. He was a proper child. His mother put him in a bulrush, put him in a little ark, and sent him out into the river because it wasn't right, as they said, you're going to kill every male child in Israel. Every Jew that's born as a male, kill him. They're getting too many of us, and they're too many of them and not enough us. So they kill him. So she put him in the bulrush and ended up, Pharaoh's daughter is the one that found him and raised him as Pharaoh's son, raised him as his son, her son. Well, he was out one day and he saw two brethren fighting. He stopped them, broke them up, said, why are you brethren fighting with one another? He knew he was a Jew. He knew he was a Hebrew. And the next day, he done the same thing. And after a while, he got to fighting and he killed one of them, buried him in the sand. Oh my, they said, oh boy, who made you a judge and a ruler over us? Well, God did. He sent them down into Egypt. And oh my, God is the God. And what he's saying is God's the God over the whole world. He called him out of Mesopotamia. He called Abraham out of there. And then he called Isaac. And then he called Jacob. And then he called them out of Egypt. They're down in Egypt. God's God over the whole world. And whether it's in Israel or Egypt or Mesopotamia, God gets his people wherever they are. And that's why Philip told him, you do all you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, you've always despised the prophets. And which ones did you not persecute? Oh my, they just always did. And always the God of the Bible, he's not bound by one geographical place. And they said, oh, we've got Abraham to our father. And so he went down through there and showed how Abraham and all that God done. And then this shows how that they hated Joseph. You all know the story very well. Instead of me going through this, it's talk about Joseph. Talked about Joseph down here in verse 9. And you know, it says that Joseph, the fathers hated him and despised him and put him in a pit and Joseph. And then it says there that they found him and God, he was down in Egypt and Pharaoh made him. And verse 9 says they sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. God saved him out of all of his afflictions. A famine came and Joseph was made Lord, made God, made Lord over all the world. You know why he was hated? He was hated just like our master was, rejected like our master was, sold into slavery. And you know, here's what happened. God sent a famine for one reason, to make them have to go to the one they hated and despised. If you're going to eat, you're going to eat. Joseph's going to be the one to feed you. You going to have any corn? Joseph's the only one who can give it to you. Oh, we hate Joseph. We despise Joseph. We're not going to bow down to Joseph. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. And oh, they had to go down to Egypt. Jacob, he had to go down to Egypt. And oh, they had to face the one. And you remember, oh, one of the most blessed things ever was, is that his brethren finally got down there. And Joseph revealed himself to him. They said, oh, he's going to kill us all now. He's going to get even with us. He's going to destroy us. And he could have. But he started asking, said, how's my, you know, and he just started crying. He had to get up and leave. And they come back and said, oh, what's going to happen to us? And he's asking, where's my father? How is he? How's that old man? How's your father? And oh, he had them all brought down there. And he gave them all the blessings. He gave them everything. He gave them the best property, the best land. He gave them everything the best. And ain't that what our Lord Jesus Christ, we hated him, we despised him, we rejected him. But he came to where we was, revealed himself to us, and gave us the best. Gave us the land of Goshen, the land flowing with milk and honey. Oh my, and I tell you what, and then along comes Moses. Now they're down in Egypt, Joseph's down there, and Joseph died, and another Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph rose up. And Joseph, the one that they, or Moses, is the one that they said, oh, who's going to deliver us? I mean, who made you a judge over us? Who made thee a ruler over us? But look what it said down here in verse 20. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians, mighty in words and deed. And when he was full 40 years old, came into his heart to visit his brethren. You know how that was. He defended one, another smote him, and then he had to leave. He had to leave. They didn't know that he would be the deliverer of those that did. And then verse 29, then fled Moses at this saying, was a stranger in Israel. But they didn't know that Moses would be the one that did deliver them out of Egypt. And Moses, like all God's people, was a stranger in a strange land. Ain't that what it says? Moses fled and was a stranger down in Midian. And then I tell you, Moses came back. God sent him back. You know, he said, look down verse 31. There appeared an angel in a burning bush, and when Moses saw it, he wondered at the sight. He drew near to behold it, and the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, a God of covenant, the God of election, the God of sovereign mercy, the God of glory, the God that calls, the God reveals himself. Moses trembled. And then he told him, I've seen my people in affliction. And he said, I'm going to send you down there, and I'll tell you what, I'm going to use them to deliver them. And all Moses, like all God's people, was a stranger. God appeared to him. They refused him. They refused him. They refused Moses. But they see God sent him to deliver them, and he told them of another prophet. Not only Moses, but remember when Moses went down and delivered them. But anyway, look what he says. Now this is Stephen preaching. Yes, like I said, he's going through all of Israel's history. You can read this all at your own time and see how it all comes together. And he brought them out in verse 36. After he showed wonders and signs in the land of Egypt and in the Red Sea, in the wilderness, 40 years. 40 years. And then, oh my. Then, oh, listen, this is what Moses said then after there's in the wilderness. And he says, this is that Moses, the Moses you said that I spoke evil against and I blaspheme against him. This Moses, which said unto the children of Israel, he said, you think I'm a prophet and you don't love me and you refuse me and you murmur against me and you hated me. A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. You're going to hear him. You're going to hear him. And that's the talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who they're talking about. But they wouldn't obey Moses. Look what happens now. Verse 39, to whom our fathers would not obey, but thrust him from them, thrust Moses from them, and their hearts turned back into Egypt. And I tell you, he's telling these fellows that. He's preaching to these people. And this is what they said, this Moses fellow, I don't have a clue where he's at. He was up there on the mountain with God Almighty face to face. And Aaron, make us gods to go before us. For as for this Moses that's brought out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what's become of him. They made a calf in those days. Offered sacrifice unto that calf. Rejoiced in the works of their hands. Oh my. And look what happens. Then God turned. And this is what you know. Everybody, people say all the time, do you believe we ought to stand for Israel? You believe you ought to stand with Israel? You believe you ought to stand with Israel? Israel despised God and everything he stood for. I mean, they come through the Red Sea. They'd seen wonders down in Egypt. They'd seen what God had done. And they wasn't out of there just a little while, and their hearts went right back to Egypt. We don't care about Moses. These gold calves brought us out of Egypt. These gold calves saved us. And look what it says in verse 42. Then God turned and gave them up. You want to worship idols? You want to worship idols? You want to worship the work of your hands? You want to worship these idols that you made? You want to worship silver and gold? I'll worship the host of heaven. God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven. As it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have you offered me slain beasts and sacrifices in the space of 40 years? Oh, you went and God of Rephaim and made them to worship, and I'll carry you. I'm going to carry you into bondage. I'm going to carry you all the way down into Babylon. And then look what he said. Oh, my, God gave them up. And oh, God gave you the law, the oracles of God by Moses, and you didn't keep it. You didn't keep it, he said there in 42. He said, you didn't keep it. You didn't keep the law. Down in verse 42 and 53. Which of the prophets have your fathers not persecuted? They started with Moses. And which of them have they not slain? You know how many prophets they killed? They persecuted Isaiah. They persecuted Jeremiah. They persecuted Ezekiel. They slew Micah. They persecuted Samuel. They slew them. And oh my, look what happened. And oh, they said they keep it now. And oh, you don't keep it, you despise it. He said in verse 53, you received the law by the dispensations of angels, and you've not kept it. Look what he says over here in John 7, verse 19 with me for a moment. John chapter 7. Look in verse 19. Oh, they said, oh, no, he blasphemed against Moses. He's telling them here exactly, who made you a judge and a ruler over us? And God sent him down to be the deliverer. And when he delivered them, they said, this Moses ain't nothing to him. We're going to make us some idols. This is the one who brought us out of Egypt. Moses didn't do that. God didn't do that. Oh, my. But look what he said in verse 19. Did not Moses give you the law, and yet none of you keeps the law? Why go ye about to kill me? Kill me. You did Moses, you despise Moses, and you despise him now. And then look what it says here in verse 52. Which of the prophets have you not persecuted and have slain? And listen to this now. Which God showed before of the coming of the just one. God showed the coming of his son. All the way Moses spoke of him. Moses, when he wrote unto the prophet, he's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. When he slew the Passover lamb, he's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that appeared to him out of a burning bush was the Lord Jesus Christ. God has always and only ever spoken to anybody by his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And oh, he showed by the prophets. He showed of the coming of the just one. Now listen to what he says to him. And as you, whom you have been now, you betrayed him. You betrayed him. You sold him. You lied on him. You betrayed him. You turned against him, just like you did Moses, just like you did Jeremiah, just like they. You know what this history says? Now it's not in the scriptures, but church history says that they took Isaiah and took a saw. And took a saw and sawed him plumb in two. Jeremiah spent almost all his life in a dungeon. He wrote a book, gave it to the king. For this saith the Lord. He wrote a book. King got it, looked at it a few minutes, said, anybody here got a knife? Yeah, I got one. Give it to me. Cut that up. They always hated the prophets. Always hated the prophets. Always despised them. And oh, God sent His Son. He showed before the just one. You betrayed Him. You murdered Him. And you know that He was the one who was coming. You know He was coming. You know the Messiah was coming. Your fathers received the law, God's word, by the dispensations of angels. And yet you haven't kept it. Ain't that what He told in verse 5? You received the law. And not one of you, not one of you have kept it. Not one. And then He talked about, you know, He blasphemed against this holy place. They said that they was going to destroy it, and then Jesus of Nazareth was destroyed. And then Stephen talked about God making the tabernacle and dwelling in the tabernacle. In verse 44, our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness as He had appointed, speaking unto Moses that ye should make it after according to the fashion which He has seen. So they said He spoke against this holy place. Well, He referred to the tabernacle and said, that's the place that God said. Do you make it just like I tell you to make it? He did. God dwelt in that tabernacle in the wilderness. David wanted to build Him a house. And you know what was their glory? That big old tabernacle, that big old tent. That big old temple that they was in. They looked at that thing and they thought, boy, this, look at the glory of it. Look what a beautiful building we got. Look what a place we got to come and worship. Oh, we got all these beautiful things here. And oh my, this is the most glorious thing. And this is where we get to go. Beautiful building in all of Jerusalem. And our Lord took them out there and looked at it and said, see this beautiful thing? He said, yes. He said, destroy this body, this temple, talking about Himself. And I'll restore it again in 3 days. But then He also told them, that stone, not one stone will be left upon this tabernacle one of these days, this temple. And 70 years later, Jerusalem was in ruins, just like our Lord said. But anyway, but Solomon said that I'll build Him a temple. And then look what he says in verse 48. Solomon built Him a house, but he said, you know God doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. You know that. You know, look at this temple here. Look at this beautiful temple. But God doesn't dwell in temples made with hands. Heaven's my throne. The earth's my footstool. Where's the house that you're going to build me that I can dwell in? Where's the place that I can rest? My hand made all these things. And that's why he turned around and said, you stiff-necked. You ain't going to bend the neck. You hard-hearted. You always resist what God has to say. What God has to say. And oh my. And you know what happened? He brought all these charges against them. Brought these charges against them. You're stiff-necked, you're uncircumcised in heart. You resist the Holy Ghost. Always had and they always will. Oh, they were circumcised physically. But their ears wasn't circumcised. Their hearts wasn't circumcised. And oh my. And they always persecuted and killed the prophets. And they had murdered the Lord. And that's what he charged them with, was murder of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then look what. And they know that he was telling the truth. They listened to every word he had to say. And I mean, this is a long, long, long message. There's more here probably than what he said. But this is what they wrote down. And oh my, how'd they react to it? When they heard these things. When they heard about Moses. Heard about the tabernacle. Heard about the glory of God. Heard about his call. Heard about God's not dwelling in these temples made with hands. Heard about how Moses was the one sent down to save them. And oh my, when they brought them charges against them, look what happens. They heard these things. The scriptures tells us just like their heart was cut. just like he cut their heart. Just stabbed them in the heart. Oh, my. And then look what they done. They gnashed on him with their teeth. And that don't mean that they started biting on him. That's not what that's talking about. They gritted their teeth at him. You ever got mad and gritted your teeth? Huh? You ever got mad and go... Or just grit your teeth to keep from saying something, you know? Have you ever done that? Well, that's what these fellows are doing. They, one of Mary's grandmothers, she hated God with a passion, and all of her boys did but Herman. You had mentioned God to them. I was one of his brothers fixed to go and have open-heart surgery. And I talked to him about Christ, talked to him about the gospel, talked to him, said, what if you don't make it out of this? What's going to happen? So I talked to him about it. Boy, he just looked away and just looked down. Never acknowledged I said a word. But I talked to his Mary's grandmother on her daddy's side. And you'd mention her, and she'd go like this. Just gnash her teeth and stomp her foot. God ain't never done nothing for me. Just... Her brother done the same thing, go down there and talk to him, sitting on his porch, talk to him, read the Bible through, he said, 52 times. And I said, you mean to tell me you've read God's word 52 times and you yet not a believer? There's a lot of things I don't understand. But he gnashed their teeth. That's what these fellas did. They just was gritting their teeth. They hated him with a passion. They hated this. Oh, my. And they look at him, and then he looked up. He looked, being full of the Holy Ghost, he looked up steadfastly into heaven. He wasn't paying attention to these people and their gnashing of their teeth and gritting their teeth and their hatred of him. But he looked up steadfastly into heaven, and look what he said. He said, I'm his like Isaiah. I saw the glory of God. I saw the glory of God. What is God's glory? The Lord Jesus Christ. What's he doing? Standing on the right hand of God. Huh? He was standing up for one of his own to come home. And oh my. And look what he says. And he said, behold, look up what I'm looking at right now. I see the heavens, they're opened up. And I see the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Boy, what happened then? Then they all began to shout and scream and holler, just like the false prophets of Baal. And they cried with a loud voice and put their hands over their ears. They couldn't stand to hear it. They put their hands over their ears because he thought about Christ, saw the glory of God, talked about it at the right hand of God, heaven's open. And they cried with a loud voice and put their hands over their ears and ran upon him. All of them just rushed him. And then they dragged him. You know, this took a while to happen. Then they got a hold of him and dragged him, carried him outside of Jerusalem. Carried him out of town, just like Christ. He's crucified outside of town. They carried him out of town. And then they got, and that, when you talk about stones, they didn't take little rocks and start throwing at him. They'd get big stones, great big stones, and they'd throw them big stones down on them. And throw great big stones down on them until they was utterly covered up with stones, just like almost burying them, big old stone, and stone them, and just kept throwing rocks at them. Oh, I want to hit him in the head. Wow! Oh, I'm going to get that side of the head. Whap! And they stoned him. And they all stoned him. And the witnesses, there was a bunch of witnesses to it that stood there watching this. You think they stand up and help this young man? No, no. And there's a young man standing there, Saul of Tarsus. And they laid his feet, those witnesses laid their clothes at a feet of those whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen. And Stephen, what was he doing while they were stoning him? Calling upon God. as saying, Lord Jesus, just like our Lord did, receive my spirit. Receive me. Oh, my. And then he kneeled down. He didn't kill him. They thought they was going to kill him, but he kneeled down. He kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, just exactly the way our Lord Jesus did. Cried with a loud voice that everybody could hear it. And he done just exactly like his master. Lord, forgive them of this sin. Forgive them, for they know what to do. And he said, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he said that, he died. He died. Boy, did he give a good witness. He preached to them the history of Israel and brought them all the way down from Abraham to the Lord Jesus Christ and his coming and his death and their murder, and they hated it. Hated it all. Because the charge they made against him was false. But he done everything just like his master did. Oh, Lord Jesus, don't lay this sin to their charge. He's gone. He's gone. Our Father, thank you for meeting with us tonight. Thank you for your word. There's so much to deal with. It's impossible, utterly impossible, unless we deal with two or three verses at a time. But Lord, let us be a Stephen full of the Holy Ghost and faith. Make us that way. Make us that way. Make us as one who says, oh, Lord, when we're mistreated or talked about or hurt by anybody or any way, Lord, enable us to pray as did Stephen. Lay not this sin to the charge. Oh, Lord, forgive us of everything that's unlike you. Keep your people. Bless those who are traveling who will be coming home soon. Thank you for those that's watching tonight and listening. We pray your blessings for them. In Christ's holy name, amen. Amen. Well, God willing, I'll see you Sunday morning. You're at liberty to go.